There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Benefit. I know it sometimes doesn't sound like that, but that was the aim anyway. Roberta Fasanelli, General Horn here on Good Day with me, along with Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler monitoring Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. I didn't ask you earlier what the big deal was over the weekend in terms of social commentary and social media, Kenny.
Oh, it's Trump.
It is Trump. Who put the Trump in the Trump to Trump to dum da 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 da? All right. Well, there are other things that are going on for sure here. The passing of Frank Gifford. A lot of people are talking about that. 84 years old, former New York Giants football. Yeah. Well, you didn't think he was that old.
I didn't think he was that old. No.
No.
And you know, I've seen Kathy Lee around a lot lately, and I haven't heard her talk about him being sick or it was kind of a surprise.
I think it was kind of sudden. Yeah.
You know, I didn't know
he was 84 though. Wasn't he?
Yeah, 84.
So, he wasn't in bad health.
No. He just maybe decided it was time to shake up. Well, think about it. What I remember most about it was when he was with Howard Cosell and Dandy Don Meredith.
Oh, yeah.
I never was a football fan, but those guys.
Those three guys
together.
In the booth, man.
They were very entertaining.
He was one of the first that actually made the crossover, right? Into being
from playing
athlete
to
play
after broadcast.
Right. And now there's a school to teach all of these guys how, and women too, but more. Well, yeah, no, it's men and women both coming out of the sport and going, because there's so much of it now. How many different channels are there? And ESPN, Fox Sports, and this sport and that sport. So they all need to have these people that sit around after the game, before the game, and comment.
Pontificate.
Why? Why do people find that entertaining? It's the same as before the political. The other day, with all of the stuff with
talk radio. Don't ask this question, Doug. This is what we do for a living. We talk about stuff. So if you say, why do people find that entertaining, then we might as well check our time card
do,
leave.
I think it's different. It's different. I think it, I just
no,
feel it's different.
No, it's the same.
You're into your sports team. You want information. You want to see how they're going to do.
No. All right. Well, I'll take it from there. I'll take it from you. I want to say congratulations to my pal John Harper, who owns WMEL and has been on this program any number of times. Most recently, I think on Friday, wasn't he? On Friday after the debate, we had him on Friday to talk about from his perspective and his listeners' perspective. He does, and I've said this before, one of the greatest jobs in any situation I know of in the country of engaging the listeners that listen to his station. And so for years and years and years and years and years and years, they have been on a 5,000-watt signal that was licensed to Melbourne. I don't want to get too technical, but thanks to his creative ability and the availability of a station that's on 1060 that has 50,000 watts, we are now being heard up and down. We have a station that's just north of Jacksonville, so I'm going to guess from what I see of the coverage map of the new WMEL that we are on from pretty much the entire, from Georgia all the way down the coast, courtesy of the station, which is, and that's not that all that powerful, the station. I think it's in St. Augustine, licensed to St. Augustine, and then down the coast, pretty much this signal goes all the way up the coast and then down into Palm Beach County.
Wow.
So congratulations to John and the folks who are at WMEL, the Talk to Me station. I always love that slogan, too. Talk to John. John engages his newsletters. And they have a very active email group of listeners to the station. It's just kind of a cool thing. And that's how radio of this ilk survives, frankly, especially in the era of all this competition. Radio, you know, I don't know if you all saw the stats last week, or maybe some of you may have read and or heard. I don't know if any people on the radio were talking about this, but it's a significant, it's a really significant thread. More people listen to, even in the face of all the competition, all of the things. Think about all the things that are around that can distract you. All of the various things, Pandora, Stitcher, well, we're on Stitcher, but you know what I'm saying. All of these things that you can get that are non-radio station oriented, and even the manufacturers are trying to keep radio from being significant for whatever the reason, and yet more people today than ever before listen to the radio, go to the radio for information, companionship, all of that sort of thing. I think it's a great testament, frankly, even though we have all these companies that have basically done as much as they can without trying to ruin the business. I just think it's very cool. So, congratulations to John.
According to Nielsen, about 245 million Americans aged 12 and up used the radio in the
93%
2015.
Yeah, 93%
of the time. You're talking over the air radio.
Yeah, over the air radio. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Yep. So anyway, Frank, we started all this thinking about Frank Gifford, and I just went into that, what you said, Jennifer. He was one of the very first NFL players to make the transition into radio and television. He actually started with CBS Radio while he was playing still with the Giants. And then he was drafted as a sports anchor. He did the sports reports on CBS TV in New York, and then did radio work for CBS. And then he went to work on ABC with the Monday Night Football. But he had a casualness, maybe, about him. And then in the background, the subtext to this was his extramarital affair with a flight attendant, and that kind of put his television career on ice. Kathy Lee and he seemed to patch things up, and they were still married. He went into the Hall of Fame in 1977, so the passing of Frank Gifford is of note. 13 and change after the hour. What's of note with you today? I don't know if there's anything new in Donald Trump's world. I went off on great length earlier, Roberta.
A new campaign advisor.
Donald Trump is.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, but he's a lot of those people.
He fired his or his quit, depending on who you listen to.
Nah, I think he quit. So, but he's tough, by the way. He's the same with the people that are working with him and for him as he is, you know, his persona is the same. Get on board or get out of the way. That sort of, and I think he's pretty rough. I'm going to bet or guess that he's pretty rough. His children seem to be in line with him. They seem to be very supportive of him. His former wife. How many former wives? He got two or one?
I think just two. He's got Ivanka and Marla, and because he was married
Marla
to Marla Maples.
Maples,
right?
My God, that's right. Marla Maples. Whatever happened to her? Ivanka, you see all over the place.
Well,
or Ivana.
It's
Ivanka's the daughter. The what?
Yvonne is the baby mama, so that's probably why you see her. I don't know that. I think maybe he might have had kids with Marla. I don't remember.
No, I don't think he did. But somebody was checking.
Looking at her wiki here. Tiffany Trump is her daughter.
Yeah.
So there you go.
With Marla.
So Marla has a daughter. Yeah. Does have a daughter.
Yeah.
Okay. So where is she in the string of things, as far as her father's concerned? They have a relationship. Marla was. She was a kind of wannabe.
Yeah, the Apprentice.
She wasn't on The Apprentice with the other two. No.
Wikipedia, but I think he has a good relationship with all of his kids.
Go ahead, Roberta.
Okay, Wikipedia calls her an American actress and television personality.
Really?
Yeah.
The daughter or
no,
Marla?
No, the mother.
Yeah, Marla wanted to be. She always wanted to be. She was in a couple of movies.
She's 51.
Yeah. Okay. How old is Donald, by the way? Anybody know?
65.
Is he? He's in his 60s.
67.
Upper 60s. Yeah.
He is 69.
Is he?
All right.
1986.
Wow.
Good for him.
Wow.
All right. So happy birthday to him. Let's talk a little about Genucel, shall we? Genucel. We all need our Genucel. We went to the to see the Meryl Streep movie last night, and there's an old character actress who's in the movie. And one of the things I said, I turned over to Meredith and I said, she could use some Genucel. And we sort of cracked in. She goes, shh, because I'm always talking in the theater. She goes, shh, 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 shh. Anyway, the reason that we said that is because she had bags around her eyes, bags under her eyes. And
yeah, I never thought of that. You What's probably that? Never shut up during a movie,
never.
Do you?
No, I'm good about it.
I can imagine
you
talking
constantly. Talks through the whole thing.
No, commenting
on the movie.
No,
yes.
Maybe once in a while, a little something. At any rate, Jen yourself.
I went to the movie with you. You were okay.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
I've been to the movies with Roberta. I don't remember ever.
I don't think we've ever gone to the movies.
Oh, we haven't?
We've
just
done a lot of weird
shows.
Things.
Yes,
but we've gone to shows. Yes, yeah. Concerts. Yes.
Right. Anyway, not to deflect from the message about Genucel. Genucel with plant stem cell therapy has come up with a way for you to get rid of the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes. And now they've got something brand new called the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment, which you can try free when you call 800-543-9262 and order Genucel. Sometimes you've been smart, you get this stuff coming back to you every month. You ought to be using it all the time. I do. And the people around have found now this new Platinum Dark Circle Treatment works just as well as Genucel in delivering, making your eyes the focus of everybody's attention. When they look into your eyes, they, wow, look at that. Beautiful eyes. And it's because you're not having the distraction of the bags and the circles and the lines and all that stuff. Get rid of them. 800-543-9262. 12 hours will make the difference. Genucel and the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment. All for the same price. All right. Right now at 800-543-9262.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard Hard Cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Bic knows the importance of handwriting and is on a mission to save it. The act of handwriting can improve a child's self-confidence, spark their creativity, and make them a better reader. Join Bic's mission to save handwriting so that all children can reach their potential. Together, let's see how awesome writing can be, how awesome you can be. Learn how you can get involved and take Bic's pledge to save handwriting at BicFightForYourWrite.com. That's BicFightForYourWrite, WRITE.com.
The founder of Lumber Liquidators has returned and is taking us back to basics so you can get the best selection of quality hardwood at the best price. This week, get clearance deals on pre-finished hardwood starting at $129. Hence, great tobacco road acacia for much less than what you pay elsewhere. More from 59 cents and 18 months financing.
Hi, I'm Tom Sullivan. I started Lumber Liquidators over 20 years ago with the basic idea, cutting out the middlemen, just good wood at a good price.
Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
No student's ever been king of the classroom on day one. But with the right gear from Office Depot Office Max, like a new JanSport backpack, a Dell 2-in-1 laptop, and stellar notebooks, your kid will be walking with varsity-level swagger. That's that new gear feeling. Shop with our experts to get great savings on a wide selection of school gear. And right now, filler paper and folders, just 1 cent. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for school. Gear up for great.
Filler paper limit 3, folder limit 10. In-store only while supplies last. Ends 8/15.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need school supplies for my kids, and I can't spend a lot.
With Staples' 110% price match guarantee for back to school, find an item for less, and we'll match the price and give you 10% of the difference.
So I'll get the lowest price on backpacks?
Yes.
Notebooks?
Mm-hmm.
Calculators?
You bet.
Even?
Yep.
Nice.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Valid through 9/19/15. See store or staples.com for details.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through September 30th, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
We'll be right back.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
One-hit wonder for you on the Good Day program. This is a duo that had one number one pop single, and that was it. Know the name of this duo? You dial this at 888-302-3684, and you will win a sample pack of Cedarside 100% organic bug spray. Listen to this song. Tell us who it is. Number one during this week in 1988. That does work. Hello. Maybe I should have known it. Maybe I should have seen. This reminds me of somebody. I'm wondering if somebody will choose who I'm thinking of, and I can't remember who I'm thinking of, but I know.
Sounds very whammy.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, very good. Yes,
thank you.
Yeah. We're in trouble.
Why?
Shazam doesn't recognize it.
Really?
Yeah.
I dare somebody to get this right.
Yeah. Yes. We'll send you two of these Cedar Side packs. If you can figure out who this is. How's that?
Double or nothing.
If you actually call in and know what this song is, I want to know why you know it.
888.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
302-3684. Members of this duo.
Let me see if Suzanne can do it again.
Gene Hunt, Joe Pasquale. Roberto, your pal, Joe Pasquale.
I know him well.
Joe Pasquale. They were both seeking solo singing careers when their common manager put them together as a duo. Their primary musical influence was George Michael, Kenny. During
you
the
can hear it in there.
Years.
Yeah, you can hear
yeah,
it.
Oh,
in
yeah,
there.
Absolutely. That's yep. why I tried to put my finger on it. Kenny did it. They were the first group to appear on the new Mickey Mouse Club in the first episode. Hunt, real name Eugene Wolfgram, had previously
oh,
been,
sure. Wolfgram.
Had previously been a member of the family band The Jets.
I remember the Jets. Can you find a Jets song, Rich?
He's one of 19 siblings. Wait a minute. Hold on, folks. Listen to this. 19 brothers and sisters in a Mormon family.
19?
Wow. 19.
How many wives are involved in this one?
Hopefully more than one, because that's ridiculous.
Yeah, really.
All right. Joe Pasquale studied opera.
They started walking out after a while.
I was going to say Joe Pasquale was on the line.
Joe Pasquale.
I'm here.
Joe Pasquale.
Here's the Jets.
Is that rocking to you, hopefully?
This is
Can you get that one?
No,
anyway, Pasquale studied opera at the University of Minnesota. Very earned a degree in music, composition, and orchestration. They never had another single that even made it to the charts, never mind number one. Gene Hunt rejoined the Jets after I Remember Holding You. So, who is this? 888, you got about a minute left to figure it out. 888-302-3684. It seemed to be the round robin here. Kenny's right. I dare you to come up with the name. And it's something that you might have done when you were younger. You might have belonged to that organization if you're a young man. You could have belonged to this organization. All right? How's that?
We're going to play charades.
Yeah.
Two words. First word sounds like...
Uh-huh. Joy. Right? Ah! See, Richie, I knew when you, as soon as you say that, we're always bound to find somebody who's got it. Paul's in Salisbury, Maryland. Hi, Paul.
Hello.
Morning to you. I had a good weekend, did you?
Yes.
Weather was good there, right?
It was very good.
Very nice. Good. Okay. So who is this?
Boys Club.
And why do you remember
that? Wow.
How do you know this?
Wow.
In 1988, I was stationed in El Paso, Texas, and we had nothing to do but sit in the barracks and listen to music.
Really? Yeah, I can understand that.
I cannot see a bunch of guys in the military listening to this song.
When you got to stay awake all night, you'll listen to anything.
Yeah, anything, right?
And by the way, the station we're on in El Paso, KTSM, would have been playing. No, they probably were talked by 88. But the FM side, you probably listen to KTSM FM. Am I right or not, Paul?
Yes.
I see.
You're right.
How well do I know what's going on in the world? All right, man. You're going to get to, should we give him two of these Cedar Side sample packs?
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, you get two Cedar Side Original Organic Bug Spray sample packs. Stand by. Thank you, my friend.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. If you suffer from allergies and are considering a first-time pet, there are some breeds of dogs and cats that are less apt to irritate allergies. Among the dog breeds, there are poodles, terriers, Portuguese water dogs, Irish water spaniels, and American water spaniels. They have hair versus fur. Among the less hypoallergenic cats, the Rex and many of the short hair breeds tends to give less problems with people with allergies. You know, recently, a study at the University of Wisconsin in Madison found that children who spend the first year of their lives with a dog have a marked reduction in allergy risk. The study team believes that dogs somehow pump up the child's immune system. But if you already have a pet and someone in your home lives with allergies, what I recommend you do is use a vacuum cleaner on a daily basis with a HEPA filter. Wash your bedding on a pretty consistent basis. And instead of carpet, wood floors or tile goes a long way. Also, if you keep your dog or cat on a good diet and there's less dander and less shedding, obviously allergies are going to be better. So no excuse not to have a dog or cat. You can have allergies and a best friend at the same time. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This is Doug Steffen. Get the jump on fleas before they get the jump on you. Cedarside.com's products are made with 100% natural cedar oil and are safe for children, pets, and adults. Cedarside's original organic bug spray repels and kills mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, flies, ear mites, mange, and more. Order some today. Go to Cedarside.com and use coupon code Doug to get free shipping. Or call 800-842-1464. Mention Doug Steffen, Cedarside, for people, pets, and premises.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
It's so lonely here. I can barely stand it. I'm waiting for you to stroke your keys and unload over GCNLive.com/community. Oh, come on. I know you have things to share. And there's a whole place waiting for you to share them. Light some candles, pour yourself a drink, and get cozy. Log in at GCNLive.com/community. Lots of people are satisfied. Why not satisfy yourself at GCNLive.com/community? I'm waiting. Get out of the friend zone at delicious.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver. Over 2015 for 30% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is a good radio program with solid people on the air.
Solid. Yes, solid. Solid. We are silly.
Yes.
Yes, we are.
Yes, you are. Solid as a rock. And sometimes he thinks like one. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli here to discuss the latest murder and mayhem for Monday. Kenny Kessler brings the sanity and reports. We have so much Donald Trump material here, it's almost like there's nothing else going on in the world, even though there are. The 1 year anniversary in Ferguson. The whole business that Jennifer started calling this murder and mayhem. Mondays always seem to be filled with murder and mayhem. And things like this man who's accused of murdering the Houston family of eight, who goes to court today, broke into a home, killed all the people in the phone. There were six children in this family.
Ugh.
Violent crime history, being held without bond. Why was he out of jail is the question a lot of people are asking. Apparently, he had little restraint, has been a danger, and that's, you want the community standards for keeping these people in jail or under surveillance or something. What did you start to say, What's the
We answered Roberta's question, what makes people do this? Friday with Yogi Berra. And I've always had this life philosophy that if the world were this beautiful thing where everything worked perfectly,
perfect utopia,
you wouldn't be able to appreciate it. And Yogi Berra, one of his sayings, because we were going through a lot of his stuff, one of his sayings is, if the world were perfect, it wouldn't be.
Yeah.
And I think that beautifully sums up my philosophy on life, why bad things happen.
Yeah, and I ask that question in different ways, maybe a little more philosophical from time to time, but that really is the bottom line. That's what I love. I'll go off. I'll have a treatise. I'll go off and paragraph and maybe paragraph after paragraph after paragraph, or I'll go on, whether it's a note or whether it's something that I'm feeling and I express my emotions, and Meredith will turn around and two words have summed up what I said, what it took me 20 minutes to say. And so, Richie, you've just done the same thing. That was good. Thank
Yogi
you.
Berra was classic.
Yeah, yeah, he was. Yeah, yeah,
I liked when he said, stay away from my picnic basket, but, you know.
Hey, boo-boo.
Hey, boo-boo.
Take the fork in the road.
Speaking okay. It looks like Yellowstone killed a bear for doing its job.
What happened?
Surviving.
Is everybody okay?
What is going
Who's
on?
Who's getting
here?
Robbed? Anybody? Raise your hand.
Somebody in the kitchen making breakfast?
I mean, what's happening here?
I don't know.
Roberta?
Hold on.
Are you going through a drawer?
Yep, sure enough.
Totally her. Yeah. Why is it always her? Why?
That's the way she is.
We're down.
Okay. So, in terms of the police.
Anyway, a bear.
When did I lose control of this program?
Well, you were
about
10 about
seconds ago.
I can't hear you, Richie. Your volume is low.
Well, because our guy said that I'm louder than you, so I put my volume down.
Yeah, but usually you are.
Right. Yeah. So, apparently, a grizzly bear killed a park employee last week. So what do they do? They hunt down the grizzly bear and kill it. For just
that
being
makes
a bear.
Sense. Yeah, doing what bears do.
Right.
For being a bear.
Doing it
what
comes naturally.
Convicted for being a bear.
Right.
And they killed a woman is swimming in a river in Louisiana, gets eaten by a crocodile. They hunt down the crocodile and kill it.
Yeah.
I don't get this.
Yeah. Wasn't there a crocodile that came to shore last week, Kenny, some place
in Carolina.
South Carolina. Yeah.
Do you remember the story about the guy who shot the alligator because he ate his friend?
Huh?
Do you remember that? It was like a few weeks ago. There was like an old swimming hole, and it had a sign, do not swim. And I can't remember if they were alligators or crocodiles, but one or the other, gators, some kind of something going on.
Yeah.
And it says, do not swim, alligators. And the guy's like, well, take that. I can get in there and swim with you alligators. You can't get anything out of me. And he jumped right in, and he got eaten. And so then his friend, Joe Bob, took out his shotgun.
And shoots him.
Why? And shot the gator because he ate his friend.
What, do you think he was going to be able to get Jim Bob back?
It worked in Sharknado a few times, but, sadly.
This was a 7-foot alligator that came ashore on a beach in South Carolina that's had a lot of problems with sharks. What do you think would happen if a shark and an alligator tangled? That was where my mind went. When I first saw that, Kenny, I'm thinking about
sci-fi.
What happens to a
gator wins.
The gator wins?
Oh, yeah.
How does the gator win?
Bigger mouth, and he's more mobile. He's able to move
faster
on land.
Yeah, but they don't move fast. The sharks move fast.
Oh, gators are very fast.
No, gators are
really
fast. Oh, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, gator wins every day on that one.
Really?
I'd love to see that on pay-per-view, though.
Yeah, really?
And a woman got her arm chewed off in Orlando this weekend.
Great.
Gatornado next summer on sci-fi.
Gatornado. It sounds so good. I know, this is a great idea.
Kill it too.
Oh, my God. I'm just trying to... Kenny, this is distraction time. I was going to do the police blotter, but I'm distracted by two things that we have at DougStefan.com. All right? So follow me.
Okay.
I need Kenny to help me with this.
Okay.
I've always confused Pac-Man and Pixels. So, isn't there a Pac-Man movie? We had a story last week.
Pixels is a new movie. Pac-Man is a 50-year-old, 40-year-old video game.
Pac-Man is in the Pixels movie.
Okay, so that's where I knew there was some connection. The story we had was this team of engineers working for the past 3 years to develop a space cleanup satellite that uses a Pac-Man approach to gobbling up space debris. Did you see that last week? How now they're trying to gather all this stuff? And this is a fantastic... It looks just kind of like Pac-Man, and it opens up like a Jaws and grabs the stuff that's out there, gobbles it up in a sense, as there is so much garbage out there. So I am not crazy. I knew that there was some connection, not this one necessarily, the Pac-Man and Pixel thing. So what is the story with the Pixel? There's an anti-piracy firm representing Columbia Pictures that has gone after. Who came first here? Which came first, the chicken or the egg?
Well, lots of movie studios are trying to crack down on piracy because people keep stealing the movies and loading them up to YouTube and other video sites.
Right.
So they got this company. They didn't want that to happen with Pixels, but apparently nobody really cared about this movie. So the only thing that they got taken down were the trailers for their own movie.
Really?
Huh. Yeah. So the official trailer got taken down as copyright infringement.
So, but Columbia is going after the other people, and the only ones who were guilty were Columbia?
Well, nobody was guilty. What they did is that these companies will contact, like, they'll contact YouTube and tell them that anybody who has something with Pixels in it is violating our copyright, and the videos should come down. And then YouTube will do a search, and anything that says Pixels, they'll pull it. And the only things that got pulled were the trailers for their own music.
Has this created a whole new version or a whole new law specialty? This kind of stuff.
Sure. Copyright infringement is as old as.
Well, but I mean, but somebody who would sit and try to figure this stuff out with all. I mean, can you imagine trying to figure this out and looking at the volume of material that goes to YouTube?
Yes. It's amazing. Sure. If you produce a video of your kid swimming and you use a Van Halen song as background music,
yeah.
Boom.
Somebody will find it, recognize it.
The audio from your video
automatically.
Yep,
automatically
without any human intervention.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. I've had that happen several times. Nope, sorry, you can't use that song. Copyright infringement. So then you just take the music out and you put it back up. But let me, Doug. My wife, Colombian, goes to Colombia a couple times a year.
I can tell this is important because Richie said, Doug, he can hardly wait to get this going.
Doug,
no,
Doug,
let's go. Yeah, yeah.
You can buy a movie on a street corner in DVD form before it's released in the theaters here.
Yeah. You can do that on Canal Street in the
subway,
too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, in the subways, you see it.
Hi.
Hi. How does a Steven Spielberg movie that's not even released in theaters yet end up on a street corner in Bogota?
Yeah. In Bogota.
For $5.
No less. That's pretty amazing.
It is.
When you think it through. Oof. All right, I have a Roberta story.
Oh?
Three men have been charged with breaking into a New York home, changing the locks, and demanding that the rightful owners turn over the deed to them.
What?
Case of a
Who
woman
would do that? That's so
returning to her home in the Queens section. Discovered the locks on her home been changed, and three men were inside her house. The trio claimed to be working with the, it says Queensboro.
Queensboro.
Yeah, Queensboro. So anyway,
place.
The three were working, they said, with a bank that held the mortgage on the property, demanded that she sign papers, including the transfer of the deed. This is a very bizarre case, says the district attorney. The defendants are accused of breaking into the residence, locking the owners out, and forcing them to negotiate with the defendants if they wanted to get back into their own home. The woman told the men that her husband, who was the sole owner of the home, was in China. They exchanged emails with him, but refused to sign papers. The homeowner returned with a locksmith, entered the and discovered the home had been ransacked. Jewelry, cash, and other possessions were all stolen. So what they found, Brendan Sestasso, Charles Sestasso of Hicksville, and Jesse Cusinow of Howell, New Jersey, charged with burglary, criminal mischief, unlawful eviction, and criminal trespass. They're liable to get 15 years in the slammer if they're convicted. So this is the reason that I brought it up is because
how bizarre.
Yeah, exactly. What a new twist.
Very
on
bizarre.
On ripping
at least
somebody
was
off.
Smart enough,
they got they watched the house, knew that they were both gone, get into the house, changed the locks, took everything of value out of the house, and bingo. Yeah.
So if you're this woman, she goes up, she's trying to get into her house and the locks have been changed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you automatically think, okay, I'm losing my mind, like where do I live?
That would be the first thought, I think. Yourself? Yeah, that would be the first thought.
Right.
Went to the wrong house. Am I using the right key? What did I do here?
Right. Speaking of what we're doing, Jennifer Horn has the television report. That'll be next here on Good Day.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through September 30th, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
The founder of Lumber Liquidators has returned and is taking us back to basics so you can get the best selection of quality hardwood at the best price. This week, get clearance deals on pre-finished hardwood starting at $129. Hand scraped tobacco road acacia for much less than what you pay elsewhere. More from 59 cents and 18 months financing.
Hi, I'm Tom Sullivan. I started Lumber Liquidators over 20 years ago with the basic idea, cutting out the middleman, just good wood at a good price.
Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
When it comes to daily skincare, many women don't realize there's a difference between good and bad moisture. With high temps and humidity sweeping the country, it's important to consider the effects of both, especially in areas prone to sweating. Dove dermatologist Dr. Ellen Marmer explains.
Good moisture is essential to keeping your skin looking its best. It comes from your daily topical moisturizers and staying hydrated. Bad moisture refers to surface wetness like sweat that can leave behind salt and enzymes and disrupt the skin barrier. Our underarms are a great example where both are equally important. The skin here needs good moisture to keep it looking soft and smooth, but our underarms also have more sweat glands and hair follicles, so we need to ward off bad moisture that can lead to odor-causing bacteria. I recommend using Dove Advanced Care Antiperspirant Deodorant because it provides 48-hour odor and wetness protection and is formulated with moisturizing ingredients for softer, smoother underarms. It will keep you feeling fresh and your skin looking great.
Dr. Ellen Marmer teamed up with Dove to share her expert advice. Learn more at Dove.com.
There are two types of water heaters, thankless and tankless. The thankless kind work like this.
Mom, I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
Whoa, hold off on that. I'm hopping in the shower.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher?
This is not a good time to turn on the dishwasher.
Rinnai's tankless water heaters, on the other hand, work this way.
I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
No problem. I'm hopping in the shower.
Rinnai's innovative tankless water heaters provide an endless supply of hot water whenever you need it, even for multiple tasks at the same time. Plus, they feature a space-saving design and ultra-efficient performance for monthly energy savings. So enjoy hot water that's always ready when you are.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher? Go for it.
And never discourage your children from washing dishes again. Rinnai tankless water heaters, the hot way to heat water. Learn more about Rinnai's industry-leading products at www.rinnai.us. That's RINNAI.US.
Thought of the day comes from Madonna, whose birthday today is the anniversary of her selling Like a Virgin, 5 million copies or something, back in 1985, Kenny, I think.
Woo-hoo! First and solo female artist to do that.
Good luck for her. She deserves all the successes she had. Very good. Anyway, she says, if your joy is derived from what society thinks of you, you're always going to be disappointed. Yes.
True words.
Our quote of the day comes from Sydney Sow. Is it Junior? Is that how you pronounce their name? There's Junior Sal.
Sayow.
Oh, okay. What are you laughing at?
Sorry.
Congratulations, Dad. You made it. She wrote a kind of an op-ed piece for her dad's Pro Football Hall of Fame induction. The hall has a policy of not letting people give speeches for inductees who have passed away, so she couldn't give it. You remember the Junior Sayow committed suicide, about 3 years ago.
Right,
brain
right,
condition because
yeah.
of the concussions and all that stuff. So, anyway, I thought that was nice. Congratulations, Dad. You made it. Here's a congratulatory note. For those of you who have gotten on board with the any number of things that come from Superbeats, I actually took the oxide indicator strip and stuck it in my mouth to see how much nitric oxide I had, and I have low. As much of this stuff as I'm taking, my nitric oxide indicator. When I stuck it in my, you get one of these when you order Neo 40. You get the nitric oxide indicator strips, and you test yourself
to see where you are. Most people are not in the optimal zone because you don't have enough nitric oxide in your system. So the way to get it so that you can make sure your blood pressure stays where it's supposed to be or gets down to where it's supposed to be, your circulation, which isn't what it used to be no matter what, if you're over 40, your arteries are nowhere near as healthy as they were when you were 25. So that's why you ought to be calling. It's 800-655-4183. We can go to DougLikesBeats.com and order Neo 40, which is the instant way, a natural fast melt tablet that you take on the go. It gives you all of the benefits of the Super Beats, except you don't have to carry the container around. You mix it up in a glass of water. So you start your day with Neo 40, then you have a glass of Super Beats later in the day. Get them both at 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com. This is nothing but superb, superb way to get your blood pressure where it's supposed to be. 800-655-4183.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Let's get to our TV report as promised. Jennifer Warno. Dr. Ken's not here today because it's his birthday. So happy birthday to him. Jennifer, happy birthday to you, dear.
Well, thank you.
Happy birthday to Richie.
Happy birthday.
By the way, Kenny, how was your trip to the East Coast? A quick one over the weekend. Was it nice?
It was wonderful. I went for my mom's 80th birthday, and a good time was had by all.
Good for you. Okay.
Thank you, Ken Kessler, for cracking me up. The first place he checks in North Carolina?
Bojangles.
Right. Cracker Barrel.
Cracker Barrel.
And Cracker Barrel. Was Bojangles first, though?
No, Cracker Barrel.
Cracker Barrel first. All right. Okay.
All right. And
story at home.
Following that, a great story about Urban Cowboy. There ought to be a Cracker Barrel scene in every Urban Cowboy.
You got it.
All right. So now this movie becomes a TV show, Jennifer.
Yeah, Urban Cowboy is getting a reboot, which is so funny. I feel like I give these stories every day. This show's getting a reboot. Yep. This movie's getting a reboot.
No new ideas.
No original thought. It's all been done before.
Yeah, right.
But Fox Television has done their little TCA stint, and they said that they're going to be doing a takeoff on the film starring John Travolta and Deborah Winger. It's created by the Hustle and Flow director, Craig Brewer, who's directing the pilot. They haven't started casting yet, but it's coming to Fox. HBO is teasing a new series, Nanny, 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 Did you like that? Thank you. The show stars Anthony Hopkins and Ed Harris, and just goes on to show how TV is now getting these monster stars. There was a very tiny glimpse shown on HBO this weekend, 30-second look at the show inspired by the 1973 film written and directed by Michael Crichton. It was presented as a lead-in to True Detective, and again, a huge cast there. HBO also making a note that Utopia, which was set to star Eric McCormick, Jason Ritter, Brandon Scott, has been canned. They've let the actors go. The show's no longer coming to TV. And some good news, Tracy Morgan had that awful car accident last year he was in the back of a bus and the truck driver hit him. Remember, he was unable to walk. Yeah. He was in the hospital for a long time, almost died. Well, it looks like he's getting well enough now that he can actually start working again. He had a series that was set to go into production, and he is back on board with the series. He wants to do it. FX chairman John Landgraf told Deadline that they are committed to the series that Tracy Morgan's doing and that it's coming along. So a new FX comedy from Tracy Morgan soon.
Weeks ago. He still looked in pretty rough condition. That's
all right.
Life-changing. James Franco, by the way, you know James Franco.
Yeah.
He's doing a new show. He's going to play twins in an HBO porn drama. It's called The Deuce. It's going to be set in the New York porn industry in the 70s and 80s. James Franco is going to be twin brother mobsters.
Great.
Kind of intrigued about
Did
this
we
one.
Talk about the Blacklist on the air or off the air last week?
We talked about it off the air. NBC's Blacklist is coming back this fall for the third season, and NBC has revealed that the season 3 premiere will pick up with Elizabeth Keen, who's Megan Boone, fleeing from James Spader's character after she kills Tom Connolly. She makes her way on the FBI's most wanted list. The biggest change for season 3 is that Liz is no longer an agent, and she's on the run. So this is kind of a really big spin to the Blacklist. It starts September 24th at 9 p.m. if you want to mark your calendar. We're getting close, by the way.
Please stop.
To premiere season.
Which
is fun.
What is the Blacklist? Why would they have Brad Paisley on with Blake Shelton on The Voice?
Why do you say it like you're disgusted?
Well,
why
no, I don't
have
mean to
Brad Paisley. Brad Paisley.
He's a big hit maker.
So is Blake Shelton, what is that?
Well, what you don't realize is that each team, so Brad, Adam, I'm sorry, Blake, Adam, Gwen, and Pharrell, all get to have a mentor that helps them with their team members. Huh. And they're always big stars. Last year, Blake had Meghan Trainor. This year, he's got Brad Paisley to help him out. Brad Paisley's a really big star, but they've had Lionel Richie on as a mentor before. I mean, they have really top-name people that help the team leader mentor their teammate people.
You know what I found most interesting last week of all the news that was floating around? The breakdown of the ratings, and people think, okay, this is like watching paint dry. Not really. When you consider how many people are actually watching a television program at one time, how it used to be, how it is now, population increases, various things that people have to do with their time, you know, that they can be amused by other than just sitting in front of the television set. CBS won the week, average of 5.1 million viewers to any of their programs. NBC was second with 4.9. ABC had 3.9. Univision at 2.1. Fox had 2 million. So you think...
Yeah, but Fox got 24 million for the debates.
Yeah, right. But that was Fox News.
That was
News.
Cable,
Fox
News.
The news channel. Yeah, you see, that was the point I was making with you. There's a separation there, which a lot of people don't get. All right, Jennifer, great job. Thank you. 59 after on Good Day.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.